strategy? Like, I've got this as an issue now?
No, I don't pay no mind.
That's a big part of your game, isn't it? Stepping
it's
in?
It's part of the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. You know, guys driving down the lane and you have the opportunity to step in front of a guy, take a hit, and obviously get a foul on a guy, you know, get a turnover. Maybe the next time he thinks twice about driving to the basket, you step in and you take advantage of the opportunity. I think all teams teach that.
Do you think this could change the officiating? Draw a closer eye, tighter inspection?
Nah, I don't know. What happened with officiating? What happened? Somebody said something about offensive foul?
Vogel said that the Heat is a team of floppers.
Oh man, next question.
He said that you guys start sliding in and falling before there's even contact, and that's the way you choose to defend, and he hopes the referees will crack down on that.
I'm speechless. I don't know. He's entitled to his opinion. You know, a charge is a charge. You know. Take my.
It's good as a block, right?
Yeah, I mean, either way, you know, it's up to the referee to make the call, whether they call a charge or the block. You know.
I feel like it might just be a guy's way of trying to get his team an edge going in. I mean, the guys need middle edges coming in.
I mean, I don't know what it is. You know, like I said, he's entitled to his opinion. If that's the way he feels, then that's the way he feels. It's not going to change, you know, how we play the game or, you know, how we step in there and how we take hits and, you know, referees, you know, gonna do their jobs.
What was the first thought when you saw that comment?
I just heard about it just now. That's the reason why I don't read the paper. I don't get it. I don't get into verbal warfare. The game got to be played in between the lines.
UD, how much more cohesive is this Heat team this postseason right now in the second round compared to, like, you know, last year, first go around?
I really wasn't in the second round last year.
That's true. We're looking from afar.
We've experienced that pain, that hurt. You know, we know what it feels like. It's indescribable, but I know we don't want to feel that way again at the end of this season.
You guys were about to match up with David West, and what you try to take away from him, and what you
bring? I mean, he's a physical guy. Obviously shoots the ball well from the perimeter. Very strong. Good moves down there. Face-up jumper, back down, shot fake, step into you, create contact, shoot the ball. He's got a lot of tricks down there, so I just got to be dialed in. It's going to be a physical matchup.
Let's talk about the showdown with the Pacers. How is this just another step towards, you know, your guys' ultimate goal?
Man, they're a good team. You know, they're a good team. They're a talented team. They're a young team. I got a lot of respect for, you know, what they've done and what they've, you know, been able to do. And, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup. It's going to be physical. It's going to be a good matchup.
You guys were fourth in the league and charges drawn. I mean, Vogel might call it flopping. What do you guys call it? Why do you think you're so good at doing
taking
that?
A charge. You know, that's what we do. We take charges. If we have the opportunity, we also got guys who can go up and make plays on the ball and block shots. So, you know, we got guys that can do it both ways. We can take charges or we can block shots. You know, it's all part of the game of basketball.
Can you talk about the challenge of guarding David West? What makes him tough?
I mean, he's athletic, good shooter, strong down there. That has all the moves in the post, the back down, shot fake, jump into you, shoot it, get the foul. He's a great, great shooter from the perimeter, so you can't play off him. So, you know, this is going to be a good matchup. I'm looking forward to it.
What do you have to do to be successful there?
Just work. Make him work. You know, try not to give him anything easy and make him work for everything.
Hey, they don't have the big-time stars that you guys have. I mean, you look at Denver, they don't have big-time stars. They're doing the Lakers a great battle. What do you need to win in the playoffs? I mean, some people say you need the stars, but, you know, stars versus team oriented or whatever.
Into the stars thing. You know, they got guys who, you know, been in all-star games.
Yeah.
You know, David West is an all-star. He's putting up big numbers in this league. Hayward was an all-star this year. Granger's been an all-star. He's put up great numbers in this league. We saw what George Hill did last year in the absence of, Parker.
Right.
They've got guys that, you know, Barbosa, you can't forget him, what he's done in his career in the past in Phoenix. So they got guys that can put up points, and, you know, we understand that. So that's, you know, stars and all that, I don't really get into that. You know, it's two great teams going against one another, and, you know, it's going to be a great matchup.